I'm speaking with Cinch Munson with the Propane Education and Research Council, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the propane equipment that's out there that can benefit growers. And I know that there's, Cinch, we got your basic ag applications like drying and crop processing and irrigation. Those are things that people might think about as far as using propane equipment, but what are some others that are out there?
Yeah, you know, a statistic we use, we say that 40% of the farms in the U.S. are using propane on their operation, and typically we are. We're talking about those standard things that you think about, my irrigation engine, my grain dryer, and perhaps heat for my barn. But there are a lot of other new equipment on the market that runs on propane that we're seeing a lot of success with in other markets that also apply to the agriculture industry. And this includes propane autogas pickups, forklifts, mowers, and in every case, you know, these equipment, they run extremely well. You get power and performance equivalent to the gas or diesel options, and the advantage you see advantages in cost savings, you see advantages in the cleanliness and the environmental friendliness of the equipment, I guess. So there's a lot of options. Again, pickups, forklifts, and mowers are some that come right to the top of mind, along with generators, and then also things like flame weed control that people use in their fields. That is a kind of a new and different way of using propane to increase yields and ultimately make more money.
Well, let's talk about propane autogas pickup trucks, for example, because we think mostly about that seems to be more of a fleet type of truck, like UPS, I think, is using them, and people like that are using them. But what about, is it really getting into more, I would call, commercial use then, the propane autogas compared to gas or diesel-powered trucks?
Yeah, it is. We've seen a lot of development in propane engines here in the last number of years. Engines that work in light-duty vehicles, like pickup trucks or even cars, as well as heavy-duty vehicles, as we look at larger vehicles, including school buses. And you're right, you know, there are a lot of fleets that are making that transition, whether it's police force, school district, UPS is an example that has put vehicles, you know, in their fleet that run on propane. But you also see individuals using it as well, and for the same reason, that they can save money. It's a clean burning fuel, so the engine, you don't see a lot of deposits in the engine, low emissions, and with all of that, you get the same horsepower, torque, towing capacity that you get with the gasoline equivalent. So it's a really good option for individuals as well as fleets.
Well, when it comes to forklifts, that's something I would never think of, but you know, these bigger farms, and especially like livestock and dairy farms would use those, I would think. What advantages do they have over gas or diesel-powered trucks? But more importantly, where do you find those?
There are a number of forklift dealers, and you know, on our website, we have links to, contact those dealers, and our website's propane.com. And for all information, for all anything a person may want to know about propane and propane equipment, I encourage people to visit propane.com. And from there, you can find forklift manufacturers and dealers that offer propane-powered forklifts. You know, propane-powered forklifts have been around for years, and there's a lot of advantages when you look at a propane-powered forklift versus electric, natural gas, diesel, gasoline units. You know, they're safe and they're clean. You can use them indoors, environmentally friendly. And the fueling question, the refueling question is pretty easy because a lot of guys, they just use the cylinder exchange program. Pull off the old cylinder, put on the new, fill it almost the same way you fill your propane cylinder for your grill. So it's a real easy solution, and again, it's just clean and it's good for the environment.
Does propane get similar fuel efficiency compared to gas or diesel?
Yeah, the performance is pretty much the same. The rate of fuel use is slightly more, just based on the BTU content of propane versus a diesel alternative anyway. But the cost of fuel savings makes propane a very economical choice. And at the end of the day, by switching to propane, people are saying that they save money because the fuel cost is lower.
Now, let's talk about generators. A lot of people have generators that just run on gasoline, but why would you consider a propane generator for your farm or home instead of a gasoline or diesel generated one?
There's a number of reasons, but one of the big reasons is, you know, a lot of times with the generator, we're looking at backup power. So if my electricity goes out, I still need electricity. I want my generator to kick in. Propane is a fuel that stores extremely well. So if you've got a propane generator, when that power goes out, it's ready to go. You don't have to worry about fuel stabilizer, the fuel going bad if it's not stabilized, and you don't have to worry about someone sneaking in to steal that fuel either. It's going to be there when it's needed. So, you know, that's a big advantage when you look at a backup generator that may sit for months, may sit for a year before you need it. But when you need it, you absolutely need it.
Talk to me about the price differential between propane and gas. I know it varies because gas prices vary and propane prices go up and down. But generally speaking, what is the price differential between propane and gasoline?
Yeah, for, you know, I always recommend anybody that wants to check on the prices that they check, we call it, it's EIA.org, the Energy Information Administration, or EIA.gov. They have good information on current prices, supplies, as well as some, you know, you can look at trends. But what we're seeing where propane is priced today, and it all depends on, you know, it's really regional how it's priced and whether it's going to be used for residential or ag or how much the person uses. I always recommend people visit EIA.gov and also talk to their marketer. But across the board, you know, propane is a clean American energy source in abundant supply, and we continue to see more of it produced right here in the U.S. So propane prices have been very favorable, and especially very favorable compared to the other options. And by switching to propane, against pretty much any alternative, diesel, gas, and with where prices are today, electricity in a lot of cases, propane provides that economic advantage that people are looking for.
All right. That's all the questions I have, Cinch. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
You know, I just encourage people to visit propane.com. They can learn about all these different equipment options, learn about the fuel, learn about incentives to put this equipment to work on their operations. It's really worth looking at.
Thank you very much. That's Cinch Munson with the Propane Education and Research Council. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.